from the authors of Author Masterminds. This is Mysterious. Mystery surrounds us every day. Join us and listen to true stories of mystery, from human behavior to nature and the physical environment to paranormal experiences. The stories are true, even if we can't explain them.
Ada Blackjack's story reflects the harrowing experiences faced by those who venture into the Arctic and the often overlooked capabilities and contributions of indigenous people to Arctic expeditions. In the annals of Arctic exploration, few tales evoke the blend of mystery and tragedy quite like the Wrangel Island expedition. In 1921, under the auspices of Arctic explorer Valdemar Stefansson, a team was assembled to claim the desolate Wrangel Island. I'm Evan Swenson. I'll be your host for today's Mysterious podcast. I'm an author and a book publisher. Before publishing books, I was publisher and editor of Alaska Outdoor Magazine, producer of Alaska Outdoors television show and Alaska Outdoor Recreation videos, and host of the Outdoor television show program and host of Alaska Outdoors radio magazine. As a pilot, I've logged more than 4,000 hours of flight time in Alaska in both wheel and float planes. I have been published in many national magazines and am the author of 3 books, One Last Cast, Fishing Alaska, and Hiker's Guide to Alaska, and publisher of more than 1,000 books by other authors. The expedition, which Stefansson had poorly planned, has been the subject of much analysis and reflection on the ethics and responsibilities involved in such exploratory and colonial endeavors. An expedition to claim Wrangel Island by Canada and by extension the United Kingdom was organized by the Arctic explorer Valdemar Stefansson. Born in Manitoba, Stefansson had a background that connected him with exploration and the Arctic. He firmly believed in the Arctic being habitable for those willing to adapt. His parents had immigrated from Ireland, which may have given him a sense of adventure and a keen interest in the polar regions. Stefansson, leveraging his renown and experience, formed the Stefansson Arctic Expedition and Development Company to facilitate this venture. His objective was to establish a permanent settlement on Wrangel Island in the Chukchi Sea north of Siberia. The island, despite being discovered by the British in 1849, was an unclaimed territory at the time, representing an opportunity for geopolitical expansion. The expedition's goal was to settle Wrangel Island and establish a territorial claim by hunting game and surviving on the island for a period that international law required to claim unoccupied land. Stefansson first sought the backing of the Canadian government for this enterprise, although the details of their response are not specified. The team sent to Wrangel Island consists of 5 settlers, 1 European-Canadian, 3 European-Americans, and 1 Alaska Native woman named Ada Blackjack. Stefansson carefully selected this diverse group based on their prior experience and academic qualification. The members included Alan Crawford, Lauren Knight, Fred Maurer, Milton Golly, and Ada Blackjack. They aimed to settle on the island and hunt game and establish the territorial claim. After months of planning, the team set sail from Alaska in September 1921 with 6 months of supplies and anticipating a 2-year stint on the island to stake their claim. Alan Crawford was a Canadian explorer who, at the age of 20, was placed in the role of expedition leader for the 1921 Wrangel Island Expedition. His nationality as a Canadian, which made him a British subject, was a strategic choice. His leadership position was necessary to establish a British claim on Wrangel Island. Milton Gawley was from New Brunswick. Specified details about Gawley's personal life or background before the expedition are unknown. Fred Maurer survived the Arctic expedition disaster in 1913 and 14. The Karlik expedition, part of the Canadian Arctic expedition, ended in disaster with the sinking of the ship and the death of nearly half of the 25 people on board. The Karlik came icebound while sailing to Herschel Island. After drifting across the Beaufort Sea and the Chukchik Seas, ice crushed it and it sank in January 1914. The crew and expedition staff struggled to survive on the ice and later on Wrangel Island. They faced harsh conditions and lost 2 4-man parties before reaching Wrangel Island. Ultimately, before rescue in September 1914, 3 more died and 14 were saved. Lorne Knight was an Arctic explorer born in 1893. Lorne Knight's diaries from the 1921 Wrangel Island expedition provide a personal account of the failed venture. The diaries were found on Wrangel Island after Knight's death. They detailed the desperate search for food, Knight's deteriorating physical and psychological conditions due to scurvy, and the routine chores necessary for survival in the harsh Arctic environment. The diaries also reflect the emotional state of the survivors, highlighting the isolation and fear they experienced, as well as their determination and resourcefulness in the face of adversity. Controversy surrounds these diaries because some pages were marked up and removed. Lorne Knight's diaries could be the content for a future Mysterious podcast. The geopolitical climate at that time was complex, with countries like Canada and the United States looking to expand their territories and influence, especially in areas rich in resources and strategically significant like the Arctic. However, the Arctic posed formidable challenges such as extreme weather, isolation, and unpredictable ice conditions, and the sheer difficulty of survival in such an unforgiving environment. The indigenous perspective on land claims in the Arctic are intricate and deeply rooted in a history of colonization and marginalization. Indigenous people inhabited these regions for thousands of years, and their rich cultures and claim to the land. Expeditions like Stephenson's, which sought to claim land without consideration for indigenous sovereignty and rights, were a part of this broader history of imperialistic expansion and the indigenous territories. The presence of Ada Blackjack, an Alaska Native woman, within the expedition team added a layer of complexity to the narrative, as she represented both the connection to the land and the influence of colonial forces that sought to exploit it. Ada Blackjack's survival story on Wrangel Island is particularly notable. In September 1921, she and the 4 men, some sled dogs, and a cat were put ashore on Wrangel Island. Her resilience and survival skills allowed her to live through the ordeal, earning her the nickname the female Robinson Crusoe. Listeners of Alaska Outdoor Radio magazine turned up their volume just a little as Evan ended his show with. And now, before we close the show, there's just time for one last cast. One Last Cast is the collection of 120 of listeners' favorite One Last Casts. It's more than fishing Alaska. It's flying with Charlie's Pilot, an early morning walk on a deserted Kachemak Bay beach, digging clams, pulling crab and shrimp ponds, taking pictures, keeping a campfire going, and watching and interacting with Alaska's wildlife. Sometimes it's doing nothing, just taking time to sit, relax, and enjoy the surroundings, breathing air so pure you can't see it, listening to the deafening silence of a still night, or feeling the immense size of wilderness on a clear day with unlimited visibility. One Last Cast is the genuine Alaska outdoor experience. One Last Cast is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and everywhere good books are sold. Ada Blackjack's life was a tapestry of resilience and survival, stitched together by the harsh threads of early 20th century Arctic exploration. Born on May 10, 1898, near Solomon, Alaska, Ada's early years were spent in the remote Spruce Creek area. Her childhood was abruptly darkened by tragedy when her father succumbed to food poisoning. In the subsequent years, Ada found herself at a Methodist mission school in Nome, Alaska, a place that would shape her with a steely resolve for survival. Young Ada's life took a turn when she married Jack Blackjack. The union, marred by abuse and eventual abandonment, left her a single mother to a young son, Bennett, who was battling tuberculosis. This maternal determination to provide for her son's treatment led her to join the ill-fated Arctic expedition of 1921. Ada's role was that of a seamstress, a seemingly mundane task that belied the extraordinary challenges she would face. For a time, the rugged life on Wrangell Island was sustainable. But as months passed into a year, the group situation grew dire. Rations depleted, the relentless Arctic refused to yield enough game, and the group was on the brink of survival. In a desperate move, three of the men embarked on a journey to seek help in January 1923, leaving Ada and the ailing Knight. Alan Crawford, Milton Golly, and Fred Maurer decided to brave the treacherous ice in search of help or subsistence. Their journey across the ice was fraught with peril, and they vanished, swallowed by the Arctic expanse. The nature of their disappearance remains shrouded in the icy mists of the Arctic, a mystery that has persisted through the years. Knight's death left Ada alone, save for the company of the expedition's cat, Victoria. In an article for Atlas Obscura, Tess Hulls wrote, "After Knight's passing, Blackjack refused to fall into despair and instead threw herself ferociously to survive to be reunited with her son. Having neither the physical strength nor emotional fortitude to bury Knight's corpse, she left him resting on his bed inside his sleeping bag. She erected a barricade of boxes to protect his body from wild animals." As Jennifer Ninevan wrote in her Ada Blackjack's biography, "She moved into the storage tent to escape the smell of decay. She drove driftwood into the ground to bolster the tattered walls and ceiling of the tent. She built a cupboard out of boxes, which she placed at the entrance, and in this she stored her field glasses and ammunition. Most importantly, blackjack build a gun rack above her bed so that she would not be caught by surprise if polar bears ventured too close to camp. For 3 months, Blackjack was alone. She learned how to set traps to lure white foxes, taught herself to shoot birds, build a platform above her shelter so she could spot polar bears in the distance, and crafted a skin boat from driftwood and stretched canvas after the ones initially brought to the island was lost in a storm. She even experimented with the expedition's photography equipment, taking pictures of herself outside the camp. What followed was a remarkable 8 months of sheer survival instinct. Ada, with no company but her resolve, taught herself to hunt and fend against the isolation and elements of the Arctic. She became adept at building boats and sewing clothing from the animal skin she hunted, a testament to the adaptability of the human spirit. Ada's ordeal ended with her rescue on August 19, 1923. She returned to civilization not as a defeated castaway, but as a symbol of endurance. With the modest earnings from her expedition, she sought treatment for her son in Seattle, Washington. Ada's life after that saw her marry again and welcome another son, Billy, and eventually return to the Arctic, the region that had both challenged and defined her. Despite her achievements, Ada's life was not a fairy tale. The media attention she garnered was unwelcome. She was exploited by Stephenson and her rescuer, Harold Noyce. The books and stories of her survival journey brought her little in the way of financial stability. Jennifer Ninivan, author of Ada Blackjack, A True Story of Survival in the Arctic, said this about Ada. Following her triumphant return to civilization, the international press proclaimed her the female Robinson Crusoe. But whatever stories the press turned out came from the imagination of reporters. Ada Blackjack refused to speak to anyone about her horrific years in the Arctic. Only on one occasion, after charges were published falsely accusing her of causing the death of one of her companions, did she speak up for herself. Ada Blackjack passed away on May 29, 1983, in Palmer, Alaska. Her final resting place in Anchorage bears a gravestone that etches her legacy in stone as heroine, Wrangel Island Expedition. Her story is a chronicle of a woman who found an unassailable will to live within herself when faced with the unfathomable. In a narrative of a mother, a survivor, and an unwitting hero whose name became synonymous with the indomitable spirit of human survival against the odds. What unfortunate twist of fate befell the three men on their desperate trek to find help? The answers lie hidden in the frozen north, leaving us to weave tales of their final lost odyssey. The lone sentinel left behind, Lorne Knight, succumbed to illness, his last days haunted by the specter of solitude and the unknown fate of his companions. And there stood Ada Blackjack, a figure of resilience against the crushing forces of the Arctic, her survival an inspiration to the expedition's mysterious narrative. Thank you for listening. Mysterious is sponsored by Readers and Writers Book Club and Author Masterminds. You can learn more about the Readers and Writers Book Club and Author Masterminds in the show notes. You can also learn more about me and my books in the show notes. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We will return soon for another edition of Mysterious.